What's your prediction for the fight, then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
Welcome to the Euro 2016 Sound of Football. I'm Graham Sibley, and I'm joined by Jan Bilton.
Hello.
And Terry DeFellin.
Hello. Could I be called Euro 2016 Terry DeFellin?
Maybe.
Euro 2016 Jan Bilton.
Well, that means I've got to be Euro 2016 Graham Sibley.
Yes, it does.
Okay, right, let's do that again then.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the Sound of Football podcast. I'm Euro 2016 Graham Sibley, and joining me is Euro 2016 Jan Bilton.
Hello.
And Euro 2016 Terry DeFellin.
Hello.
And live from New Zealand, who aren't even in Europe. It's Chris Oakley.
Hello.
Well, Euro 2016 Chris Oakley.
Can I be OFC Nations Cup Chris Oakley? That's more sort of apt for my area, see?
Only if you can tell us what's currently happening in the OFC Cup.
New Zealand are through to the final. Shock. Sit down, everyone. You're not going to believe this.
They didn't last time. They had to play a third-place player against New Caledonia.
Boom. No. And I wasn't even being ironic.
Who are they playing?
If memory serves, I think it's Papua New Guinea who are the hosts. They only just scraped through to a goalkeeping error in the semi-final. They've got through 1-0. So it's going frightfully well.
Wow. It's a really busy time for international tournaments because, of course, Copa America kicked off, didn't it?
And, apparently.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know about it.
We wouldn't know about it because it's on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And no one's carrying it. Watches.
Yes. interestingly, though, this Copa America tournament, the winner of it doesn't go into the Confed Cup.
It's not actually an official tournament.
No, it's not, is it?
It's not actually a Copa America.
Yeah.
So Chile will still be Copa America champions.
Yes.
When they come round to the next Copa America.
If it's not a Copa America,
it's a Copa Centenario.
It's like a special edition.
Yeah, it's a celebration. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a dream episode.
It's like a 12-inch remix.
It's like a flashback episode almost.
Yeah, wow. It is almost. Yeah. It's like a clip show. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah,
you know what Chris does at Christmas for us?
Yeah,
it's one of those.
It's one of those. Oh, yeah, right.
Not done as well, obviously.
Right, but this week we're continuing on our Euro 2016 coverage, and we're going to be making our predictions, aren't we? And are you ready to make some strong predictions?
I'm on prediction factor 10.
Oh. Are you going to come out with some real shocks, or have you gone quite conservative on this?
A bit of both.
Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not going to push you on this because I want to be surprised. Terry, what about you?
I think I might have some surprises. I wouldn't be surprised if there were some surprises.
You did let out a few spoilers, didn't you, last week? Just a couple.
Yeah. But I've also had a little bit more time to think as well. So
Maybe you've rethought your Germany bombshell that you sort of...
I stuck my Germany bombshell in. No, I have rethought that, yes.
Okay. Chris, what about you? Are you going to be dropping any bombshells?
I'm not sure about that, but I have tried to predict every single individual result and therefore compile blah, 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 who goes through blah, based on those scores, which of course won't actually happen because they're probably hideously incorrect. But nonetheless, I have had a go at a predictor and, I will drip feed you the results from that.
Jolly good.
Brilliant. Well, in fact, what we'll do is we're going to just go around the groups. We're going to just have a look at them and see who we think is going to go through. So where better to start than Group A, do you think?
Group A.
Traditionally, of course, in these tournaments, Group A is the home of the hosts. So, Chris, why don't you tell us a bit about Group A, which features France, Romania, Albania and Switzerland?
Well, obviously, there's a standout team, which is France, the hosts, and I think they've got one of their best sides they've had for a long time. So they're particularly going to be exciting, I think, to follow. From my point of view as a West Ham fan, I'm particularly looking forward to seeing how well Dimitri Payet gets on, and I'm not quite sure to what extent he'll be used, but I think he should appear in pretty much every match because he's so on form. But they've got a tremendous squad even now. And I've got them down to win all three of their games. I think in some ways, also the side attraction there is also who's going to finish second, because that's going to be a close one between Switzerland and Romania. I think it's going to be pretty close. Unfortunately, Albania, I'm tremendous to see Albania in their first tournament. Apparently, they've got a very strong defence, but it seems to me that from what I've read, that they haven't got much else to offer, sadly. And, you know, inexperience in major tournaments, unfortunately, I can't see them finishing anywhere other than bottom of the group. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I looked a bit about Albania. There's quite a few players there who are, I think I mentioned last week, who are actually Kosovan Albanians and not actually necessarily Albanian Albanians.
Interesting, because they're drawn against Switzerland, who actually have tapped that resource as well.
Because a significant number of their squad are Swiss under-21 internationals.
Yeah.
And again, I mentioned this last week. And so the Switzerland Albania game is going to be of some interest, because those players will know each other, because many of those Swiss players are also graduates of the under-21.
And it's the first game in there, isn't it?
So I've actually got Albania to finish third in this group, above Romania.
Ah, right.
The interesting thing about the Albania game is that Xhaka, one of their players, is the brother of Xhaka, who's now going to play for Arsenal.
Yeah, who is playing for Switzerland.
And who's playing for Switzerland.
40 games.
So it's the first time, I think that's the first time it's ever happened.
It's going to be a Xhaka derby.
It's going to be, yeah.
And it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a Xhaka attack, isn't it?
It is going to be a Xhaka attack.
Oh, man, love, that's going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I said, remember that, listeners, because that's going to be in pub quizzes everywhere, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In like a couple of years' time. It's like,
yeah,
it's going to, that's going to definitely be an OptiQuiz question come Christmas.
Do you think so?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Well, I think it might be a bit easier. It might be too much of a
gimme. Yeah, they have a few gimmies in there.
Do they?
Yeah. It's a gimme for people like us.
Mm.
It's not a gimme for everyone.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
All the people who Ryan Keeney knows are probably right across that. They'll be like, really? That's a question?
So Jan, who's going to finish second in that group then?
I think it's obviously a close one between Romania and Switzerland.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Romania.
Romania.
Wow. I'm going to go Romania because they've conceded only 2 goals during qualification. They're very well organised, very hard to break down. And they've got a chap up front who scored a hatful in the second tier of Spanish football. It's albeit the second tier.
You say Spanish football's rubbish.
Yeah,
you and now the second tier of Spanish football has got to be even more rubbish.
No, it's better than the first tier. I'll come to that another time. No, but I just think he's a bit of an unknown quantity.
He's got
20-odd goals. So,
right.
So I think Romania are going to make it very difficult for everyone.
So this unnamed Romanian is going to...
Andon.
Okay, right, okay. So he's made your mind up there, Chris, that Romania's going to be second in that group. But Terry, you reckon Albania are going to finish third?
Yeah, I've got France, Switzerland.
So Switzerland are going to finish bottom?
No, I've got Switzerland second.
No, but that's the way it goes, because the first two places have already been taken, I'm afraid.
No problem.
So, yeah, you're Albania going to be third then, yeah?
I'm going Albania third.
Right, then.
Are we running some kind of democracy here?
No. We're just saying whoever calls first gets it. Otherwise, it'd just be ridiculous. I'd have to be counting votes and everything. And this would take ages, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Democracy doesn't work.
Democracy doesn't work.
As we're about to demonstrate.
Yeah, as I've told you over and over again. Because I've tried to browbeat you all the time about this fact. Well, okay. But the next group, of course, is actually quite an interesting one for us. Because this is the one probably that we'll watch most of the games of. Because it's England and Wales's group B. It's England, Russia, Wales and Slovakia. So, Jan, come on, tell me a bit about this group and who you think is going to finish top of it.
Can I tell you who I think is going to finish bottom of it? There's been a lot said about how well Wales are going to do.
Yeah.
And it is very exciting that they're going to be in the tournament for the first time since 1958. But I think they're going to absolutely bomb.
Bomb.
A really bomb.
Yeah.
All right, they did beat Belgium in qualification, but they struggled against Israel, against Cyprus, and against Andorra and Bosnia. They didn't really turn it on against those. And sneaking a win against, are they still the top one side in the world? Belgium? Anyway, a very, very good side of the world.
Yes,
most of their goals came from Gareth Bale. He scored 7 of their 11 goals and he assisted another 2. So a smart side is just going to mark him out of the game. He doesn't have a mass of talent around him, apart from a few of them, which is Ramsey, Ledley, your boy.
You've only just said those because they play for the clubs that we support, aren't they? We're standing either side of you.
And Collins as well for West Ham. So thank you. That's exactly why I did it.
So, yeah,
Can't believe I've been rumbled.
Even if you're 12,000 miles away.
Sorry, Wills. I'd really like to see Wills do well, but I just don't think they've got the legs.
You're not. You're saying fourth. You could just make it up because this is just predictions and we all make them up, don't we? I'll put them there as fourth. So Jar, I'm going to stick my neck out and say that England are going to finish top of this and they're going to have three wins out of three. I'm going to put England right at the top there and say, Yaboo, sucks to you, they are going to finish top of this group. And I'm quite confident in that. This could be the whole bravado of the beginning of a tournament, but great, bring it on. I love bravado and I love being over-consumed by optimism. It's not hubris. Well, maybe it is. Oh. It will only be hubris when I'm listening back to it in a couple of weeks' time. Then I'll be thinking, oh, God, you idiot. Sibley. What did you do?
I don't think that's too bad a shout.
Okay. Did you all pick out England finishing top of this group or not?
I did.
Yes,
you did?
Look, I've even got a one next to them.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't even feel so brave now.
Well, I think Russia have lost a couple of key players. They've lost their captain, Denisov. And they've lost a chap called Allen, and I'm afraid I can't pronounce his surname. He was one of their strikers, and he's gone as well.
Yeah.
Two big players for them, and I think that's going to be a problem for them. I think Slovakia will be good, and this has group of death potential.
Yeah.
But I think that if we were playing Slovakia in the qualifiers, we'd be confident that we could do them, and I think that England should be confident that they could do them.
Okay, then.
So on that basis, I think that England are going to finish top.
Okay, so Chris, I'm going to ask you, who's going to finish second out of Russia and Slovakia?
Russia are going to finish second. I think they'll get a draw against England, and then after that they'll beat Slovakia relatively comfortably. But I think Wales will, by the third match, will be sort of reeling a bit and maybe won't have picked up many points. And I think Wales will sort of put everything into their last game against Russia, and I think that will be a draw. But I think Russia will finish second in the group.
Yeah, I think I had that in my bracket as well. I don't have my bracket to hand, sadly, but I went through a similar predictor bracket as yourself, and I had Wales drawing with Russia in that last game.
Well, why don't you tell us about Group C then, Terry?
Group C is Germany, Poland, Ukraine, and Northern Ireland.
Germany drawn against Poland. Wow.
Yeah. Indeed.
In an international tournament.
And Poland drawn against Ukraine as well.
Oh, okay.
And Northern Ireland, poor old Northern Ireland, with an exceptionally tough group. And I'm afraid that in the tradition of naming the bottom club first, which Jan has begun, I'm happy to continue.
Are you sure this is the one you want? You've got the choice of all four places you can pick out here. But
I will talk a little bit about the Germans. And obviously Marco Reus missing is a big blow for them. And I was surprised to see that Leroy Sané are picked over Julian Brandt, but they're both amazing players in their own way. I have concerns about Podolski's continued selection in that squad. And
how many caps has he got now?
Beginning to, I didn't.
He's well over 100 now.
It's got to be approaching 150, isn't he? Something ridiculous.
It's a large amount.
Mateus must be like tugging at his collar, thinking, "Bloody hell, he's closing in on me." Now.
Yeah, well, we can look forward to Lothar Mateus on ITV in the UK. By the way,
can't wait.
Oh no, it's glorious. That man has an opinion.
you don't like the Lothar.
Oh, no, I love the Lothar.
Yeah, you've got to love the Lothar.
Everyone
loves a Lothar. Yeah. Apart from anyone who's met him, apparently. Anyway, it's sidetracked. And, of course, I do have concerns, even though I love him to death. I do have concerns about Mario Gomez. I do think that Germany still rely too much on a striker. Wow. And I do think that, you know, if they could revive somehow or thaw out Miroslav Klose, they would. And in fact, I think if Klose was available, he'd be going. And these give me pause about Germany. And I do think structurally, I think that they do tend to be, despite their fantastic players, particularly in defence, they do have structural problems. They do seem to concede goals. I mean, and this happened against Slovakia. And I worry slightly for them in that respect. They've also lost Rudiger, and Hummels may be injured as well. So you know, uncertain times, I'm not entirely convinced they'll do well. Having said that, I have put them top of the group.
You put them top of the group? Okay. Okay. Well, it's interesting, actually, because they're playing Northern Ireland on the last game, aren't they?
Yes.
And I think that's going to have a bearing.
You think that could be a wild card?
I think the thing is, we moan about 24-team tournaments and about how there's like so many games. But the truth is, there are almost no dead rubbers in a 24-team tournament.
Mm.
There are none because so many teams go through at the group stage.
Yep, yep.
So even on the last game, even if you haven't won a game, teams have gone through in 2014 tournaments without winning a game.
Yeah.
In 1990, Holland and Republic of Ireland went through.
That's true.
Without winning a game.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's go to our resident Northern Ireland resident. tell me, you've lived there.
I have.
Therefore,
come on.
So that makes me. Makes me Northern Ireland. Actually,
you've got the accent. You've got a Northern accent. That's halfway there.
Well, that'll do, won't it? That will do, won't it? Yeah. I Northern Ireland are going to finish second in this group.
Whoa!
What?
Yep.
Whoa!
Yep.
Whoa! Oh, shit. You know, if we had droppable mics, you would have dropped it.
Okay.
There,
yeah. So in the qualification, in the qualifiers, they won the same number of games as Poland did. Their record's exactly the same as Poland's. Won 6, drew 3, lost 1. They finished above Romania and Hungary. They beat Greece twice, drew against Hungary.
You don't have to qualify.
Romania
just say
and Hungary.
Just
out, all I mean is they've got some great scalps there they've taken. I think they've got more of a right to be bragging about being at the Euros than the Welsh have, and I think they're going to really surprise this group. Although I don't think they'll beat Germany, but I think they can take points off the other two.
Chris, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, Northern Ireland are on the longest unbeaten run of any of the teams in the tournament, so that's pretty good going.
It's a
facts creek, and it doesn't end there, listeners. I'm wondering how limited they might be, and as I think you inferred there, Graham, the qualifiers are perhaps a little different to the final tournament in terms of the quality of the teams. But my interesting eyebrow-raising prediction is that I've got Germany top with 3 wins out of 3, and the other 3 teams I've got level on 2 points each. I think they will all get two draws.
I love a group ending like that.
You don't think Poland are going to win a single game in that group?
No, I think they'll come close. I think Germany will beat them 2-1. I think Poland will draw with Northern Ireland, and I think they'll draw against the Ukraine as well. I think there'll be 2 draws for Poland, Northern Ireland, and Ukraine, and they'll have to be split metaphorically by a crowbar on goal difference.
That's going to be the worst group in the world. Yeah. So who have you got in third place then? Poland?
I've got Northern Ireland in third.
You can't have Northern Ireland. They're second. Jan's already got them then.
Sorry.
So what, Poland in third then?
I'll go for Poland third, yes, please.
Poland third. It's going to come down to goal difference anyway, isn't it, in your group? Poland-Ukraine is going to be the worst game of the tournament. I'll say that
now. Well, Poland, I think, scored more goals than anybody in qualifying. Most of those were from Lewandowski, so they've got that potential. I think Ukraine might, good though their defence is, I'm not sure how much else they've got to offer, really. So I've got them bottom on goal difference in my group, in my prediction. But I'll happily take Poland third, I think.
Yeah, Northern Ireland fans will be glad to know that they don't have any afternoon kickoffs there, that's quite handy for them anyway.
I also think that Switzerland Romania might run Poland Ukraine close as most boringest game.
Oh God, no.
That's got potential.
That's got potential, is it? Maybe we'll have a roundup of the most boring games of the tournament. I mean, when we come at the end, the games that we all have to sit down and watch.
Yes.
And just
we
say,
do
I
some
was
kind
right.
Of, we should do like Graham's barbecue for the boring games.
Oh, God. Okay. Just because you want more pulled pork, don't you?
I do.
And I didn't go to the last barbecue.
Yeah, you missed out.
Mm. I did.
Right, Group D. Group D. Who's going to tell us about Group D? Jan, have you told us about Group yet?
I don't think I have, no.
Well, so, you can tell us about this one then.
Group D has Croatia, the Czech Republic, Spain and Turkey.
Are we still calling it the Czech Republic, or is it Czechia yet?
Czechia,
oh, yeah, they did
yes.
change the name, didn't they?
Did they really?
They rebranded.
No shit, really? Yeah.
They finally decided that they needed a country name rather than just being a republic where Czechs live.
Wow, so they're now called Czechia?
Supposedly. Czechia, yeah. I think they're like trying it on.
Yeah. No one's buying.
I think they've kept the receipt.
Try before they buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they've cut any of the labels off. I think they've just tucked them into the pocket, I think.
Yeah, it's a bit of a Hull City Tigers thing they're doing, I think.
Yeah.
I must admit, Czechia.
Not sure I'm
feeling
that.
I'm not, and I don't think a lot of people are.
But it is their country, and they can call it what they want.
Mm. They can, yeah. And as long as they still keep producing yummy, yummy, yummy beer.
In fact, yeah. That is delicious beer. So Spain are, well, since I'm in, I'm going to go with who's going to finish top. I think Spain are going to finish top of this group.
Bold move.
They got 9 out of 10 in their qualifiers.
Yeah, they didn't get 10 out of 10, did they?
They didn't get 10 out of 10. Oh. Not a lot of people did.
Nah.
But yeah, I just think they didn't set the world on fire in the qualifiers, but they've been grinding out results, and I think they've got so much quality right through that side that I think they'll do very well in the group stages.
Well said. Chris, who's going to finish runners-up in that group?
In my group, I've actually got Spain. I think Czech Republic will finish top, actually. So I'm going to have to go, for the purposes of this exercise, I'll have Czech Republic second. I think in this group of death, I think Czech Republic are the team to keep your eye on. I think they're going to be tremendous.
You've got this as a group of death, have you?
This is a group of death?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Big fan of that opinion.
Yeah.
They did lose to Iceland in the qualifiers.
Yeah. Iceland are a decent team. Ish.
Czech Republic.
Czech
Republic, the only team who didn't keep a clean sheet throughout the whole thing, but that's because their attack and midfielder.
Yeah, they're entertainment based, aren't they? That's what they are.
Absolutely.
They know it's bums on seats, don't they?
Yes. Like West. Oh, no, maybe not like West Ham. Anyway.
So, come on then, Terry. Are you going to tell me who's going to finish third in that group?
Well, in my own personal bracket, I had Turkey, but I can't possibly go for Turkey because that would be to put Croatia fourth.
Right,
and that's just not going to happen.
Oh, okay, fine.
Croatia.
Who did you have fourth then? Did you have Czech Republic fourth?
Czech Republic fourth.
My God, it's a mirror image.
By a street. By a street. Yeah.
Wow.
I've got the Czechs bottom by a street. I've got Spain, Croatia, on account of all the really good players they've got in that team, and then I've got Turkey, and then I've got the Czech Republic. But we'll have to go with Croatia for third.
Right. Excellent.
And astonishingly. Anyway.
That's split the panel, hasn't it? It really has.
Good. I like that. But the thing is, you think it's split us. Think of all the people listening to this going, none of them have a clue. Why on earth do I continue listening to this thing? I mean, I'm not. No one holding a gun to my head
every week.
I don't even subscribe on iTunes. I actually physically go there and download it off the bloody website.
For this.
Yeah, I'm only talking, like, that's my own internal dialogue. They're going out.
Some listeners, that's exactly what they say. That's exactly what they do. I don't recommend meeting listeners.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
I've noticed the way you back away from people when they actually say they listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I start looking for the exits.
You do indeed. Oh dear. Right, okay, now, well, we're on to Group E now.
Yeah, this should be fun.
This should be fun.
If Group D was fun, this is going to be a barrel of laughs.
Chris, come on, tell us about Group E.
I didn't think I'd ever see a day when I'd be saying, you know, Belgium are clearly the standout, well, not clearly the standout team, but, you know, on current form, one of the best teams in the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, what a great, exciting team, so many fantastic players. And I think they and Italy will easily get through from that group. I think they're polarising the group. You've got two really good teams, two frankly not so good ones, and it's, for me, it's sort of Belgium and Italy really in that group. And Italy have also got a fantastic team. They're still very much at the forefront of European football and all that. I think Ireland will struggle, and Sweden, I think, will do too. I'm not sure that Sweden are going to sort of pull up any trees on that. But I've essentially, are you asking me to pick the team at the top or the bottom?
What you can pick a team anywhere. I mean, like the floor is open for you.
Well, all right. Well, I mean, I'll go with Belgium top then. I've got Belgium top of the group.
Okay. Yeah. Personally, I think this is going to be an absolutely bonkers group. I think everything you think is going to happen in there is going to not happen. This is the thing where they put the bets up at half time and you think, yeah,
cash in here.
That's not going to happen because it's far too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Hazard to score a hat trick in the second half.
Yeah. 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 And it's not.
Oh, it's Hazard. I'll put some money on it.
Bet now. But when the fun stops, stop. Bet now. Get your mobile out. Yes. Yeah, and who's going to finish second?
Italy are going to finish second.
Italy
are going to finish second. I mean,
they're notorious slow starters, aren't they? Mm.
Well, they are, but they've basically got Juve's defence.
Yes. There.
So they're locked up at the back.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine. They may start slow and grab a draw or something like that, but I think they'll be feeling fairly confident.
They are going to literally sit on Belgium's forward line.
Yeah.
Chiellini is going to be literally sitting on Eden Hazard.
Man.
Eden Hazard is going to be pinned to the floor. Yeah. And he's going to be kicking and screaming, and he's not going to be able to move. And Chiellini is going to be sitting there, and the referee will do nothing. Nothing.
That's a prediction for you.
I think that works out. Yeah. So, who's going to finish third then, Terry?
Well, actually, despite everything I've just said, I've actually put Italy for third, but obviously yes. I'll defer to my colleague and Sweden.
Sweden. So we are really, really, really are sticking it to the Republic of Ireland then, are we? Yeah,
yeah. I wasn't sure between the Republic of Ireland and Sweden for third place, given that their qualification record were identical. But Sweden's got Ibrahimovic, and
always picks it out of the bag, doesn't he? For these sort of things, doesn't he?
If you want a bit of flair there, and Ireland haven't got that, so I think they're going to finish bottom.
Ireland don't got much for me. No, I have to say.
I mean, they're players that can turn games as Shane Long and John Walters, who are fine players, don't get me wrong, but they're not world-class.
Mm.
So, sorry, Ireland.
Hey, fine.
Sorry, not sorry.
Hey, look, we're rattling through this anyway, because we're up to the last one now. We're up to Group F.
Austria, Portugal, Iceland and Hungary. So there's lots to love about this group.
Yeah,
lots of fun to be had in this group.
It's a nice old school group, isn't it?
It is a good old school. And it's obviously nice to have the whole Austria-Hungary thing for those of us who remember our World War One history.
Yeah, no former Yugoslav countries or former Soviet Union countries in there. This could be a group from 1980, couldn't it?
It certainly could. Yeah, absolutely. Maybe without Iceland, I guess. Probably the thing. And Iceland, tremendously exciting, good team. They could cause some surprises, but I'm going to make my prediction for the top because I've gone for Austria.
Mm.
Because Austria have a deceptively good team. They have got mostly Bundesliga players. I think that David Alaba, although hasn't had one of the best seasons for Bayern this season, is still one of the best players in the world, and I think is versatile enough to be able to make a difference. I think also that Marko Arnautovic is a very good player.
Yep.
He has had his problems with attitude, but he seems to have been whipped into shape at Stoke, and I think will be sufficiently motivated. And also there is Zlatko Junizovic in the midfield, who's a great dead ball specialist as well, a fine player for Werder Bremen. And of course there is Christian the Fox Fuchs.
Premier League champion.
Premier League champion, no less.
He's the skipper, isn't he?
He's indeed the skipper. Yeah. And that's a bang tidy outfit, that. And I think that they're going to do well in this tournament. I think that they will win the group.
I think that's going to be a really fun group to watch.
I really do.
I think if you want to pick out some fixtures there, then go for it. They're all evening games as well, so none of the 2 o'clock shenanigans there for them either. Yeah. Chris, pick out someone else. Who's going to finish second, third or fourth in that group?
I will go for Portugal second. I've actually, on my own prediction, I've got them top of the group, despite not being 100% convinced by them, which is a bit of a strange thing. But
you have to, don't you?
Yeah.
To an extent that you think where they are of a level by osmosis alone that they always run.
Portugal always seem to just slip in. They do it in qualifying, don't they? And they never run away with things. Mm. And then they just creep along to quarterfinals and semi-finals. And
a bit like England, really.
England used to be anyway.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I think they might do well. That chap who came on against England, Renato Sanchez, who came on. He tore us apart for about 15 minutes.
He's moved to Bayern Munich.
I tell you what, there was a guy who didn't play for Portugal, a fellow who plays in Spain, named Ronaldo. And
is he a bit good, is he?
Yeah, keep your eye out for him.
He could be the next Angel Di Maria.
especially if you get a free kick around the box. Apparently he's a bit tasty with those.
He's a bit handy.
He's almost as good as Junizovic in Austria.
Wow.
Right, well, so Portugal, top tip. Keep your eye out, listeners.
Is he as good as Çalhanoğlu, though? Yes.
We've got the last place to decide now. So is Iceland going to finish third or is Hungary? Who do we think? I'm going to go for Iceland third.
Yes, that is the correct opinion.
Yeah. Me too.
Even though I had a lovely weekend in Budapest recently, and Hungary is a lovely country, but sorry, you're finishing bottom.
But Hungary's only wins came against Finland and the Faroe Islands in qualification. That's not much to shout about.
Tough places to go to, though.
They are. Well, difficult places to get. They're probably at home, though, weren't they?
Yeah. Right, so we've got all the final placings now, and we know who's going to finish where, but we now have to whittle down our third place teams.
Whittle.
I'm going to go round to each of us, and I'm going to ask each and every one of us to pick out one of the third place teams that we've got down here: Albania, Slovakia, Poland, Croatia, Sweden, and Iceland. And we're all going to pick out one each. I'm going to go first, and I'm going to go for Croatia. Croatia is my pick there from Group D. Terry, you've got Albania, Slovakia, Poland, Sweden or Iceland. Who are you going to go for?
Poland.
Poland for Terry.
And what are the rules around third place?
Top four out of the six.
Right, I see.
Yeah, it's basically what they'll do is they'll say how many points they got in the group and they'll compare all the third place teams. Mm-hmm. So whoever got the most points will go through. And then it goes down to goal difference, and then it goes down to goals scored. And then... dreaded lots if people finish with completely identical results. But there may be a couple of little tweaks about that, but that's usually how it works. So, Jan, do you want to go for who else?
Well,
I think
the romantic in me would say Albania, but I think Slovakia are a bit stronger than those
guys.
We're
not averse to a bit of romance on this pod.
You're up for some romance?
Yeah, I know. I usually am up for a bit of romance, but, you know, I'm 42
It's quite
now,
a small room
as
well.
And it's died in me. So I'm going for Slovakia. Yeah,
and someone's watching us on webcam as well.
Yes.
You're going for Slovakia?
I am.
Okay. Well, Chris, that means you've got a choice of three. You've got Albania, Sweden or Iceland. Are we really going to stick it to the expanded Scandinavian countries?
Well, I think I'm going to go for Iceland.
Iceland.
Yes, I think they're definitely in with a chance of getting through to the second round.
What a choice there. What a choice. Right, now I have to consult the computer now to see how that actually works.
Ooh. I might bore you with my picks while you're doing that, actually. I went for it because I thought Italy would finish third. I thought that they would have the most points and actually get through. And I thought I had Iceland, Slovakia and I had Turkey because I had Turkey as third and thought that they would go through. And it was Ukraine and Albania who I thought would be going home. Through my own sort of like Euro 2016 headcanon.
I was talking about the kind of tiebreaker situation. I think UEFA have said that if even after the drawing of lots, you know, two names come out that are the same, I think they will go to soccer dice, as I understand it.
We can only hope that they do go to soccer dice because that is the fairest way to judge these
decide.
Things. Yeah.
Beside anything, yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Well, anything, frankly.
That's right. And then I think using Eurovision rules, I think after that, Australia replaced one of the teams, or something like that.
Right. Well, I've consulted the computer, and the computer said we picked from B, C, D, and F, which means that from Group C, Poland play France, the winners of Group A.
Poland play France.
The winners of Group B, England... we'll play third in Group D, which is Croatia.
Nasty. Don't want that one.
Nasty.
The winners of Group C, Germany, will play the team that finished third in Group B, which is Slovakia. And the winners of Group D, Spain, will play the team that finished third in Group F, which is Iceland. So Spain, Iceland.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right, match one is the runner-up of Group A, which is Romania, against the runner-up of Group C, which is Northern Ireland. So, Chris, Romania versus Northern Ireland.
Oh, crumbs. Heart says Northern Ireland. I'm just wondering about Romania. What do I think about Romania? I think there's going to be a bit of a might be a goalless draw. I think we could be looking penalties there. Would have to go with probably Romania on penalties.
Oh, Romania. I will put a P by them there.
I'm devastated that they did so well to get out of the group.
I know.
Penalties are cruel. Cruel.
Terry, you've got Spain.
And Iceland.
Against Iceland.
Yeah. I mean, for me, this would be the dignified exit for Iceland to lose 1-0 to Spain. Mm. Possibly in extra time.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's nice to go out an extra time. It means you've given them a good old good old go about
it. Going out.
I think they're going out 3-0 in that game.
Right.
Jan, match three, which is the winner of Group B, England. You've got England's group, right? Okay. Against the third place team from Group D, which is Croatia. England, Croatia. Ooh, sounds a bit of a toughie, but
it's going to be tough.
It's tough.
That is going to be tough. But I think that I think we've got enough firepower to get through them as long as we don't play Rooney.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Then. So England going through there. Right.
Yeah. I think comfortably.
Right.
No
okay.
extra time. No penalties.
None of that shenanigans. Right. I've got match four, which is the winner of Group F, which is Austria. Playing the runners-up of Group E, which is Italy. It's Austria, Italy.
Ooh,
that's tantalising.
I'm watching that one.
If that game had been played in 1932, it would have been the best game ever.
Yeah, do you know? But it would have been fixed as well.
And it would have been fixed.
But I'm going to say Austria. I'm going to say Italy are going to be knocked out. In that game, and it's gonna be really, really unwarranted as well. It's gonna be an absolute steal for Austria.
I think Austria are gonna have a great tournament.
It looks like they are already.
You see,
right? Oh, halfway through the second round. This second round is brilliant. right. Jan, you want to start booking some time off because
I've actually got it written at the top of my notes. Jan, this is not real. It's on every page. It's even watermarked.
Right. Okay, Chris, we've got our fifth game here, the second round. We got the winner of Group C, Germany, against third in Group B, Slovakia.
Well, I in my own prediction, I had Slovakia bottom of Group B. I really don't. They've got the potential to upend other teams in the group, but I think that's going to be a comfortable one, I think, for Germany. Definitely Germany for that, 100%.
Definitely Germany for that.
Slovakia, of course, beat Germany quite comfortably in the last friendly game.
Mm. Yeah, but
worth pointing out.
Friendlies.
It was in Augsburg and it was pissing with rain.
Match six. We've got the winner of Group E, which is Belgium. They will be playing the runner-up of Group D, which is a Czechia or the Czech Republic.
Moderately appalled that this is a match-up at all, frankly, but so Belgium, I think, will win that one quite comfortably.
Yeah? You said Czech Republic going to win that group, though.
I don't believe I did.
You said they were going to finish bottom.
I said they were going to finish bottom.
So you're going to say Belgium. So you're going to use this. See, this is how it all...
Yeah,
It all comes out in the end. The system works. Because now they're out. They might as well have finished bottom, wasn't they, really?
They're out because I say they're out.
Yes. See, the system works. Right, okay, right. Match seven. We've got the winner of Group A, France, Le Host. And they are playing the third in Group C, which is Poland. France, Poland. Oh, my God. That's a gimme, isn't it? Oh, sorry about that. I mean, like, you know, you could throw the cat amongst pigeons if you want to.
No, I'm not going to. I think France are going to win that.
Right, OK, yeah. It also settles out in the knockout stages, doesn't it, really? Even though I knocked out Italy. Which gives us the last one, which is the runner-up of Group B, which is Russia. Against the runner-up of Group F, Portugal. Russia, Portugal.
Ooh.
That's going to have a game. That's a game with four sending us off in it.
I was just going to say fireworks, yes.
Yeah, that one is going to be... That's going to have a special report after it. The referee of that game will be told to take holiday afterwards.
Klattenberg.
I hope Klattenberg gets that one. he's definitely getting that one. I think I'm going to go for Russia in that one.
Yes,
I am going to go for Russia.
They've always got a strong team, Russia.
Yeah. Wow. So there you go. So our quarterfinal lineup is Romania, Spain, England, Austria, Germany, Belgium, France, and Russia. I'd be excited. Wonderful. I'll be excited.
Very much.
Yes.
Right, so we've only got one quarterfinal each.
Pressure's on.
Right, so we've got Romania versus Spain. Chris, what do you think? Romania, Spain?
Yeah, Romania. Yeah, I think Spain are the more attack-minded team, and I think on that basis, I'd have to say them maybe winning that one about 2-0, I would say. So I'll take Spain on that.
Okay, then, right, Spain. Terry, England versus Austria.
Ooh.
The Ashes almost.
The sport of Ashes. Oh, well, I'm going to stick with the unbridled optimism and say that Austria's great run comes to an end here and England find their way through Austria.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right, come on. Come on. Right, come on. Quarter final. I love this. Jan, you have got Germany against Belgium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should be the final.
It should be the
should
final.
Should be, but hey.
I think that's going to be... it's normally when you get the two big teams playing together, it turns into a bit of a boring affair, but I think that might be quite interesting and entertaining.
A really good watch, that one.
Germany.
Yeah.
But hopefully a 5-4, that will be.
Right. And I've got France against Russia, and I... That is a tough one, but I think I'm going to go for... Yeah, you can hum Punk for October all you like, but I'm going...
Can you hear singing?
I am going... Let them sing.
Let them sing.
Let them sing.
Let them sing.
Let them sing. Right, France. Right. So we've got a semi-final lineup of Spain, England, Germany, and France. England, what are England doing there?
The only success they ever get in our predicted tournament thing. give them the best right.
This is brilliant though. We're in a semi final. We're in a semi final. It's all right. It's against Spain. Chris and Terry, you're gonna have to battle out. You're gonna have to put a convincing argument or come to a consensus as to who's gonna come through out of Spain and England, and we're gonna have to sort out Germany and France. Okay.
Well, Chris, for me, it's pretty clear cut. I think that Spain will be one of the best teams in Euro 2016, and I think that they will grind England down. England, I think, will be a bit tired by this point, and maybe having run out of options and their inexperience may have taken its toll. I think they'll pick up some injuries as well. And I think that Wayne Rooney won't be one of those injuries as well, significantly. So I think that Spain will have this, maybe not comfortably, but I think they will have it and they won't need penalties. What do you think?
I'm inclined to agree. I think one of the sort of strong points of this young England side at the moment is they have a degree of bounce back ability. Mm. But by that point in the tournament, I think Spain will have more left in the tank, and the inexperience of some of the younger players in the England team will be coming very much to the fore by that point. So, yeah, I'm inclined to agree. I'll go with you on that. Spain for that one. Say it, say.
Heroic exit for our boys, Graham.
Right, absolutely. So I'm putting down Spain for the final then. Okay. Right, so we've got Germany and France in, Jan.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that this is where France's run comes to an end.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that at the back, they're not strong. They're not fast.
Do you think they're going to have the sort of similar game to what Germany had when they hosted the World Cup in 2006? They're going to be carried along, and then all of a sudden they're going to come up against an organised team and that's just going to... pull the rug from under their feet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that France has to come up against a team like Germany in this, but I think that Germany's just got so much strength all the way through that side. I know that they're missing some real superstars, but I think they more than can fill in those gaps. And I just think that France are a little brittle at the back, and Pogba's a bit unpredictable. So I think you might see them go out there.
Right. Well, I'll agree with you. I think that it's going to happen exactly that way. And I think it's going to be a great game.
Mm.
But Germany will beat France in the semi-final. And there you go. So we've got a final of, rather unimaginatively, we've got the European champions versus the world champions. Spain versus Germany.
Indeed.
But hey, we use science and everything. This is the wisdom of crowds coming out here, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I think that's a decent tournament, that is.
That is a very good tournament.
That's a very good tournament. Yes. Goals here as well.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be goalsy?
Yeah.
You don't think everyone might sort of like make like mini Simeones and try and be defensive?
There'll be a couple of groups will have no goals and they'll have bugger all goals. But some of these will be goal crazy.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope so. There's certainly enough attacking talent available that it would be a shame if it was a defensive European championship.
I reckon all those games that kick off at 8 o'clock in the evening, they'll be like really boring ones. But the ones that kick off in the middle of the afternoon, they'll be amazing.
they'll be
brilliant. Those will. Yeah. Right. So, but we do come to a final, and I guess we've come this far. We've come all this way, so I think we should decide who the hell is going to win it out of Spain and Germany. So I'm going to leave this as... I'm going to step back from this one. And I'm going to leave it between you three and the majority will decide who's going to win the final. Chris, do you want to make your case?
In short, I think Spain are bouncing back. I think, you know, it's been all of like 10 minutes since they last won a trophy. I think they're coming back. I think Germany will obviously give them more than a run for their money in the final. It'll be very close. There might only be one goal in it, but I think Spain will see that this is their chance to get their hands back on the trophy again, get back to winning ways, and that determination to win will edge it. And I'm going to go for Spain on this one.
I say that it's going to be very, very close. It might end up being quite a boring final. As Spain have been grinding out the results in qualification, Germany can grind out results whenever they want, really. So it's going to be very, very close. But I think you're right, Spain will edge it.
Well, Terry, it's 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually 3-0. I've arrived at the same conclusion while listening to you chaps. I think that Germany are not as strong as they should be going in here. And in my own thinkings, they haven't made it this far. So I won't bore you with the reasons why I think Germany are weaker. But I think there's also a case we've made that Spain aren't as strong as they were. I do think that when they pushed forward with Diego Costa and that backfired, that it's left them taking a bit of a backward step. And that worries me that perhaps they won't go as far in the tournament as maybe the people might expect them to. But given that this is the final and that this has happened, then I would say that they are more likely to win a final between Spain and Germany, that they are more likely to win that game. And so I am too going for Spain.
Well, there you have it, listeners. It is quite clear. Spain are going to win. I don't think they're even going to get to the final. But hey, that's why they have to play the game.
That's why they have to play the actual football.
Yeah, that's why they have to do it. Football. Yeah, because really all these predictions, they're only predictions, aren't they?
Some would say guesswork.
Not you. You know, with your copious notes.
But let's face it. There's over
the one who had a ring binder to it.
Well,
we're not talking about me, though, are we?
There is that.
Some call it predictions. Some call it guesswork. I call it about 30 minutes of content for the end of year show. That's the way I
look. Yeah, but remember, you're on this show, so you are.
Yeah. So when you come out with the family fortunes, then we know
you
better put some on your own. Okay?
Collective responsibility, my friend.
This is why we only do predictions when you're on here. Right. Okay. So let's round this up. We've gone through all the fixtures, but let's have a discussion about who we think. One take home from everyone. It can be anything. It can be a dark horse. It can be a top scorer. It can be anything that you think is going to come from this tournament. Terry, what do you think?
Kingsley Coman, I think, is going to be a star for France. I think he's going to... I don't know whether or how far he is from the first team, but I think as France go deeper, he's
going to
come
through. This is Bayern Munich player, yeah.
Indeed. I think he's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Great. Okay. Chris, have you got any take home from this?
Yeah, despite feeling oppressed by Terry's opposition to my views on the Czech Republic, I maintain that the Czech Republic and Turkey are going to be the two teams you really got to keep your eye on, because I think I'm not saying they're going to win necessarily, but they'll be a long shot. And in my original prediction on my own predictor, I had Czech Republic playing France in the final, so that's how highly I rate them. So, Czech Republic, Turkey.
God.
He is a long way away.
He certainly is. Like, you know, it's, in many respects. That's a shocking opinion.
Yeah, Jan, have you got a take home for the listeners?
Well, I've already said about how I think Northern Ireland do quite well in this.
Yep.
But I think Austria look like a great team. They've got some great players in there.
Yep.
We've already discussed. So I think they might set the tournament alight.
Brilliant. Well, my take home is, of course, the fact that the Sound of Football will be going out throughout the tournament, and that's the podcast that you should be listening to throughout the next month.
Possibly the only podcast you should be listening to.
Well, it should be the only podcast to listen to anyway, really.
We should pass a law or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, like, what else do you listen to? I mean, like, you know, yeah.
There's no other podcasts out there. It's really the only one I listen to.
Yeah.
I think the listeners should vote for the Sound of Football to leave the podcasting community and, you know, just get your weight behind that.
Pogsit.
Pogsit.
No, it doesn't work, does
it? Doesn't do it well. Have to finesse that one.
I think it needs a bit more thought, that one, Chris.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we've done everything we can do with this. And, you know, on this momentous note, I think it's probably time we brought this podcast to a close. Chris, it's been great to hear from you again, and thanks very much for your input on the pod, and it's been great. And we will get you back on here before Christmas comes. Enjoy the tournament, and enjoy the rest of the OFC Nations Cup as well.
Yeah, we're getting the Copper America over and everything.
So he's getting it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I bet it's on a reasonable time for you as well, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They have highlight shows and everything on over. It's wonderful.
Dear. See, listeners, this is what happens when you leave the country, isn't it? Yeah.
Sometimes I'm glad he moved.
Can you feel the sense of entitlement coming from this?
This
room,
certainly. Well, anyway, enjoy the opening game, which is on Friday, which we see France play Romania, but we'll be back here next week.
After England have lost to Russia, and we're feeling very differently about it.
Well, I think by the time we come back next, we'll be previewing the England-Wales game. So
we'll have a special guest.
We will have a special guest. We've got special guests coming throughout the whole tournament.
We have, which
I'm really, really stoked about. So from me, Graham Sibley, from Jan Bilton, from Terry Fillon, and from New Zealand, Chris Oakley, it's goodbye.
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 You can contact us through our website, sofpodcast.com, via Twitter, @SoundOfFootball, or on facebook.com/SoundOfFootball.
Oh, Juniper.